Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Definitely appreciate the love and the support. Also, I want to before we start the show, I want to really thank everybody and congratulate everybody who's taken up on the Million Dollar Challenge. And if you haven't heard about it, if you haven't listened into the previous podcast, we have a podcast that talks about our challenge that we have going into this $1 million challenge, trying to reach a goal within the next 365 days. So I hope you guys join us. If you haven't started it, you can start it at any time. So start it today, you know, reach your goals. And as we progress in it, I wanted to touch on a topic that I think is very important, is very vital towards success, whether it's dealing with your personal finance or is dealing with, your business, right? So the goal is to get to a certain level. And I think that we have to look at our circle and see, you know, how far can we go with this group, you know? It's very important that you connect with people of like minds, with the same ambition, same goals. You don't have to have the same goals, but the ambition, the level of your ambition should be the same, and your vision, your dreams, and someone you can talk to, or a group of people you can talk to, that you could talk about these goals and these dreams and not get any flack of what you can't do and what's not possible and what's impossible. So I think it's very important for us to network in the space where we want to be. So when I say that, I mean, I'm not telling people to end friendships and stop talking to family members. I think that's a little absurd. But I will say this. I will say, I think the best thing we can do is to network around the people that are on the same journey as us. Maybe they may be a little further ahead. Some of them may be a little further ahead. Some people may be a little behind us. But you know that the dream and the vision and the ambition is there. And you guys can motivate each other. Because I find that over the past few years, I've grown as a person, as an individual. I've learned so many things, and I realized that the more I grow, the more I find myself around people with like mind. And I think it's so important because we feed off each other. Even when the motivation isn't there, that there's a person that's in your ear that's like, don't worry about it, don't put yourself down, you can do it. Just hearing that and sharing ideas and sharpening iron sharpens iron. So just sharing ideas with each other on things that we're learning, it's just so important, and it's the growth. It just helps the growth 10 times. I don't believe that we can be successful without a team. I believe you have to have a team if you want to be successful. If you want to grow to a certain level of success, you do need a team. You need a group. You don't have to have 1,000 people in your group. It could be 2 or 3 people. But you need to have active engagement with people that are going to give you positive encouragement. And I think that's very important, it's very vital. And I think that what we can do, and something that I've done in the past, is I've gone to networking events and I've met people, or people I've come across as we talk to each other. And I realize the people that I want to be around more often that give me that kind of encouragement. And that motivates me, that keeps me pushing, because sometimes I know I can make a phone call and I don't have to tell my problems and personal problems all the time and whatnot like that. But just knowing that the conversation I'm going to have with this person or these certain people is going to be productive and it's going to be positive. We're always talking about production. You know, how can we be more efficient? How can we be better? And I think that's so vital. I mean, I can't stress it enough, but, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together, and you are just like the company you keep, right? So My advice and my encouragement to you is to go out to events, meet people, and connect with different people, and just find people that are of like mind, you know? It doesn't mean that you have to cut off anybody in your circle. You know, I hear people do that all the time, and it's all this friend and that friend. Everybody has a different purpose in our life, so don't stress that. I wouldn't say don't stress that. I would just say, and there might be some people in your circle that's already like that, you know. Converse with that person more. talk to them more, you know, and share each other, share ideas with each other, and don't knock each other's ideas down, you know. Give positive encouragement, but also give good criticism too. You know, if there's something that you have an idea with, don't be afraid to take criticism, and don't be afraid to give it to the people that are trying to grow, you know. So if there's people that's not trying to grow, it doesn't make no point to give them any criticism or anything of that nature. But if there's somebody that's trying to grow, you can always give your advice on something you may know about or something you understand that they may not understand. And don't be afraid to grow with that group. And I think that's going to be very important in your success, because especially for people that want to be entrepreneurs, I think it's very important, because, you know, the journey is a long journey and there's no straight road to success, right? So we all going to have to go through some kind of obstacles. And sometimes just a conversation can help somebody change their whole look on what they're doing. It may even get them into a better position because they didn't see something that you saw, or you didn't see something that they saw. And you can evaluate it, you can look it up, do your research, and, you know, try it out and see what happens. So that's my advice for today. I think that we should focus on that. We should focus on growing with our network, growing with a group of people. It's a fun journey when you have somebody to go along for the ride, right? So don't be afraid to explore new relationships, because you never know. You never know what this person may add the value to you. And it's okay if you fall back from certain people for a little bit while you develop yourself and you grow, you know, because it's all about growth and development. That's how we're going to get to the top, right? We have to keep growing. We have to keep strengthening our minds, strengthening our position, learning, so we can grow and become something. And even on your personal, I mean, it's not just business. And even in your personal finance world, because you'd be surprised of the things some people know that you don't know. Some strategies that's working for some people that may not work for you. So don't be afraid. You know, it's not going to hurt you to add a few people to your circle if you don't have those type of people in your circle, and go out and meet them. I mean, networking events are free. You don't even have to just go to network events. There's community events, and there's events for people that are in professions like yourself, and you know, just growing. Now, everybody doesn't have to be from the same profession, but, you know, it's like I said, it's all about having a like mind, same ambition. You don't have to have the same dreams and goals, but you have to have people around you that have some sort of ambition, that want to change, want to grow. And that's the important thing, and that's important to have around you, is people that are going to see your growth, tell you you're growing, tell you you're getting better, and be there for you and support you, and you'll be able to give back that same energy. You know, you can't take something and not give it back. So you have to, as much as you take, you have to give back twice as much. So give as much energy out there as possible. Share the wealth. And again, thank you for tuning in, because we definitely appreciate you. I wanted to come out there quick and to the point today. And I do hope you guys take up on the challenge. Follow me. I'm on Instagram at PBakerNYC. You can follow me on Instagram at PBakerNYC. Take us up on the $1 million challenge. Our goal is to grow with a group of people. You know, we have a community spirit of growth right now. And we all have our individual journeys, but we're doing it together. So hashtag, follow the hashtag on Instagram, hashtag MDIN365. Hashtag MDIN365 is the $1 million challenge. And follow me on Facebook. You know, we're going to stay tuned. We're going to stay engaged. And we definitely appreciate you. So today's idea, grow, develop a network of like-minded people with that same ambition as you to grow and develop. And don't be afraid to explore new relationships. Have a great one. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to speaking to you, sharing with you, and growing with you.